mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are we doing here? Why are we here? I heard it again today. A young lady told me that she believes in God. She's got a relationship with Him. I don't need to go to church. So we can go now. Why are we here? Why are we here? Did you see this in the psalm that we just read? Verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord!" Exclamation point. "For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting." That's in the psalm that we had for tonight. It was the psalm for last Sunday, when we had church again last Sunday. And what did we just sing? You see, these songs are chosen for a purpose, for a certain reason. Yeah, it's a favorite. My hope is built on nothing less. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. That's why we come to church. That's why we sing these songs. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Nothing else. I asked this young woman a question that you should ask yourselves. I asked her, I said, when you get to stand before God at the gates of heaven, and He looks at you and says, "Why should I let you in?"
That's what the psalmist said. Praise the Lord. We're praising God. We just
His oath, His covenant and blood support me in the raging flood. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? What can I do? There's nothing you can do when Satan comes your way. And he comes our way every single day. I know he confronts me. I know he has to confront you. So as poor, miserable sinners, we're like, okay, I'll do it. I'll just have to ask forgiveness later on. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. This young lady said, I got a relationship with God, and I asked her that question. If you died right now and went to heaven, and God looked at you and said, why should I let you in? And you could see it. She was like, see, you can't answer that question. I said, why should God let you into heaven? Well, because God loves me. He does. Why does he love you? Why does God love you? Well, he made you. Okay, yeah. I've made a lot of things. I've made some things that don't love me back. So why should God love you? Have you done enough to earn the love of God? Have you done enough for your fellow neighbor that God will look down on you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and take you in? Oh, may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, clothed in the righteousness of Christ himself. That is why God loves us, because of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, only through me does one get to the Father. Only through Jesus are we saved. Only through Jesus do we see paradise. Redeemed to stand before his throne. Redemption. Price has been paid. That's why we go to the altar tonight. For in, with, and under the bread and the wine that is there upon the altar is the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of all of our sins. So for what he has done for us, it's pleasant to sing praises to God. A song of praise is fitting, the psalmist says. It is right to do in the name of Jesus Christ.